On a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, two-time Emmy Award-winning contemporary soul violinist, coming off and still on his exceptional tour, of course, The Victory Lap. Fifth studio album, Gemini. The one and only Mr. Damian Escobar is joining us today. Brother, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today, man.
Happy to be here, man. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's truly a pleasure. You know, the funny thing is, man, I've been vibing to your music going all the way back to 2014. Wow. Your album, Sensual Melodies.
Yeah, man.
It's been a journey. Great album. And my favorite song from that particular album was Emotional Interlude. And I wanted to ask you, where have you seen your growth from that part of your life, that part of your journey, to where you are now with this exceptional new album, Gemini?
Wow. I mean, that's 10 years.
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago, man. I would say just evolving into the man I am today. I mean, there's just been just so many differences. I mean, just even evolving as an artist, you know, stylistically, how I play, just growing as an artist, and just an overall better understanding of who I am as a person, man. Like, it's been a journey over the past 10 years. It's really crazy that you highlight Sensual Melodies. I didn't realize that I released that in 2014, but I did. Yeah. And it's, you know, 2024, 10 years later, there's so much that has happened. You know, everything from divorce to things that I would look at as loss ended up being gifts in the larger schemes of thing and how life plays out. I think the biggest thing for me is realizing that I'm not in control whatsoever, that everything that has happened for me has already been laid out, and I'm really just walking that path. And I'm being so much more and open about letting go of having to control or trying to control every step I take, and just really letting the universe just lead me. Just lead me. Tell me where I'm supposed to be, because I know if I'm here, it's because I'm supposed to be here. You know. So, yeah, man. I'm grateful for this journey, especially this part of the journey.
I want to hop in Doctor Who's time machine just a little bit and go back roughly around 7 years ago that you gave an interview that really stuck with me to this particular moment. I remember you saying, on this journey, I want to have the ability to incorporate my life, the bumps in the road, in my music, and I want a level of transparency that the listening audience can truly feel what I'm playing. Do you feel that you have arrived at that point where you know that you have the ability to touch so many people through your music?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. Like, I see it on full display. You know, every time, like, I read the comments, like, I see it at the concerts. You know, like, I see the impact, you know, and it never gets old to me, you know, like, it's especially getting out in front of people performing, like, because, you know, when I'm not on stage, like, I'm just me, you know, like, right. I'm a partner, I'm a husband, I'm a father, you know, so I spend a majority of my time in this world, you know, so getting out on stage in front of people, it is always it's like it's the first time. I'm like, damn, y'all came out here to see me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that never gets old. I'll walk around my area, you know, it's normal. You know, like, I got my same neighbors. It's normal, man. So really seeing that impact when I'm out in the world as me, as Damian the artist, you know, it blows my mind. You know, like, it really blows my mind. And I accept the responsibility that goes along with it, right? Like, I understand the impact of the music. I accept the responsibility. And what I mean by that is me understanding that my music is medicine for people. It's my job to provide that pipeline. You know, like, you know, I flirted with the idea of, okay, maybe I'm done. Maybe I'm done releasing music. But I'm at the point now where I'm like, I can never stop. Like, because this is a pipeline. This is an outlet for people. You know, like, it's still crazy to me, man.
Without question. You know, I want to go back to the early stages of Damian Escobar, that first journey of the Gemini, where the muse of music was everything to you. To a point, it became such a powerful motivational aspect of your life. It kind of hurt other parts of your life, trying to maintain a balance. And now trying to maintain a balance, because I know it is very challenging when you perform live and you give so much of yourself. How do you find something equally to that magnitude when you get off the stage to replicate that kind of invigorating feeling when you do leave the stage?
There's nothing like it, man. Like, I don't even search for it. there's nothing like it. You know, and every artist would tell you that. Like, there's nothing like it. It is the most honest expression. It is the most vulnerable you would ever catch me when I'm on that stage, or if I'm behind a microphone in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ain't nothing like it. I could tell you it's exhausting, you know, because I'm completely emptying out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing left in my soul. That exchange is out, and it's with people. You know, so it is exhausting. Like, I love to perform, but I hate to tour. Like, because I'm not like these other cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, no knock to anybody, but there's some cats that can sit and play like 200 shows a year, and they're just, you know, they're up there, they're just playing, which is cool. But I'm up there and I'm leaving a part of me. You know, it's like very difficult to do that every night. And I'm mindful that every show is someone's first show. So each night is show one, you know, so that's exhausting, man. But I wouldn't change it for the world. But me now, 21 years into my career, like, I love performing. I'm lucky enough that I can pick and choose when I want to perform, how long I want to perform. You know, I'm lucky enough to be there at this stage of my career. And that makes it more meaningful. I can do it because I want to do it, not because I have to do it. And that makes it very different.
Without question. You know, one of the key elements, something that you just said, and I want the people that are tuning in watching to truly understand when you say you give so much of yourself in live performances, you leave a piece of yourself. You leave so much of yourself. What's left for you? And I think a lot of times we don't have the people on the outside looking in really, truly don't understand how much an artist that is true to this form of music, how much they give to themselves. And I wanted to ask you, going in the studio, working on this fifth studio album, Gemini, what was the process like for you working on it?
I mean, it was tough, man. I started the year taking a year off from music. It was a really tough process for me, man. And I disappointed a lot of people on my team, you know, from my label to the managers, to the agents, to the people that work with me day to day. Because of the pressure, I was tired of the pressure and having to constantly live according to a deadline. I can't create on a deadline. Art doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? So when I finally told everybody, hey, I'm not releasing an album, I'm not touring this year, it freed me up to actually create. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there was no expectation on when I was turning it in. And then I started being able to create freely again, and I was able to get an album done. I got this album done in April. Like, it was a 7-year journey, this album. But I finished it in April, And then that's when I called the label and everybody saying, I actually think I'll be able to release an album on my birthday. And that's how it came about, man. And this process for me, the thing about creating and the thing about being an artist is it pulls out all your, it's the one thing that pulls all your imperfections out, right? Because it's the area where you lack the most confidence and where you also have the most confidence. It's where you are the most vulnerable. It's like being naked on stage. You know what I'm saying? Like it's frightening. And it brings all these feelings to the surface that you have to deal with in real time that you didn't even know was there as a blind spot. And a lot of people run away from it, or they kind of just sink themselves into drugs and alcohol during the process. I don't do any of those things. So I'm forced to deal with it in real time. So that's right. Really the beauty in the journey. You know what I'm saying? Like in creating Gemini and getting to Gemini, it's a pure embodiment of just imperfection showing up exactly as I am and saying, this is who I am. Love me for me or don't love me at all. Because this is Damian Escobar. And I'm like the response and the reaction to the project has been crazy. And I'm just.
It has. It really has. I mean, yeah. I've listened to this entire album on 5 separate occasions and it just, I kind of sat back and I said, wow, the total arrangement of the album is incredible. And it harkens me back to the late, great Claire Fisher, who was a genius. Genius as far as string sections, and he just a genius. And when I listened to this new album, you put so much of yourself in it. As I said, the Gemini trying to satisfy the other to bring an equal to bring an equal balance. At the end of the day, what has you most proud of the new album?
I was able to get it done, you know, and get it out, you know, like that's really it. Like I knew once I buckled down and did, I knew the work would be great. I knew the music would be great. But the fact that I was able to get it done and get it out, man, that means everything to me. It means everything to me.
Man. Well, you know, taking that, I call that John Lennon hiatus for a while. You know, to recalibrate and get yourself together and say, you know what, I'm going to do things on my own terms. And the people that are truly rocking with me and appreciate me, they're going to still be here when I return. And I'm going to give you something special and unique. And my brother, you have definitely done that. Deja vu. What was it like working with Jeff Lober, man?
Jeff is amazing, man. Like Jeff is unbelievable. Jeff is a musician's musician. You know, he's a legend. Jeff was responsible for like Kenny G and so many other cats. You know, like Jeff is a studio rat. Jeff is a studio rat, you know, and he's unbelievable. And Claude Villani, who wrote on this record as well, unbelievable. The two of them together, bananas. Like, it's bananas. And the song is crazy. The song is a vibe. It's a vibe. So, I mean, people love it. I mean, it's going crazy on the charts now, that song. It's like, I think we were like at number 30 on Billboard, and it's going like this. So
it's beautiful, man. When you appreciate it and you work with kindred spirits and they have that same mindset, it's beautiful what you're able to come up with. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined today by the super talented Mr. Damian Escobar, and to show you the amount of love that I have so many for the Teddy Bears, followers, listeners, we got something for you. One of the many hit singles from the new album, Gemini. Let's get into a little Taboo.
Yes, indeed.
The super talented Mr. Damian Escobar, of course, Taboo, from the new album Gemini, a kaleidoscope of blueprint music. Family, it's available as we speak on iTunes, Deezer, Spotify. If you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, make sure you head over to Apple and again, all the latest updates. Make sure you stop by Damian's official website. That's Damian Esco, Lord have mercy, .com. I wanted to ask you if you could, the Damian Escobar of today, if he can go back to Jamaica, Queens and have a conversation with that 10-year-old Damian Escobar, what would be some of the things that you would try to implement or input to him to get him prepared for this journey?
You know, to be honest with you, I think that he was prepared for the journey. You know, I think he was prepared for the journey. I would literally go back and just say to him, everything you thought would happen, happened, right? And just your commitment. The thing at 10 years old, I had this level of commitment at a young age and just this belief that I knew I was going to do it. At a young age, I knew, I saw it. And I had this belief in myself that I didn't care if anybody believed or didn't believe, I believed. So I would just go back and say, everything you said was going to happen at 10 happened. And I actually think that 10-year-old, for his belief, because if it wasn't for that belief, I wouldn't be here now, nearly 30 years later.
Without question, growing up in Jamaica, Queens is not for the faint of heart. Lord.
Especially in the 80s.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So, brother, I applaud you. And more importantly, I respect your transparency. The journey has just begun. You know, we're like, hey, man, we want more. We get greedy. We want a lot more music from you. But whatever you need, this is your home away from home. Thank you so much for joining us and honoring us with your presence today, my man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for having me, man.
Oh, my pleasure. The legendary and, of course, super talented Mr. Damian Escobar here on Night Tracks Radio. Family, again, the new hit CD, getting ready to say album. I'm so stuck in my ways a little bit. Gemini is available as we speak on all social media platforms. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the teddy bear to help you tune out all the negativity. But we got some more for you. Yeah, we'll be back on the air tomorrow. We're going to be streaming exclusively on iHeartRadio tomorrow, on the audio portion of it. We have the legendary guitarist, Mr. Steve Cropper, the Colonel, will be joining us tomorrow. We got his new album we're going to discuss tomorrow and debut a couple of singles from. We appreciate all the love and the positive energy. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. You can always make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks with two X's. That's Night Tracks Radio Podcast on YouTube. Also, if you just strictly want the audio portion to get some soulful melodies in your ears, Lord have mercy. Same thing on iHeartRadio with Night Tracks 2X's, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, we're there. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, also on what the artist formerly known as Twitter, which is called X. Hey, and we're also on TikTok. But again, I want everyone to have a beautiful evening. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And as in always, oh, how foolish of me. That's going to be 12. It's going to be 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Streaming on iHeartRadio with the Colonel Steve Cropper tomorrow. But as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy.